أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome back to another day of our series, Living the Quran Through the Living Quran. And in this particular season, we've been going over chapter number 36, Surah Yasin, also known as the heart of the Quran, that which gives the rest of the Quran life. And ultimately, if we read and reflect and contemplate and implement the messages of this beautiful book within our lives, we too will be considered as being those who are alive, as opposed to being the walking dead. Today we want to look at verse number 45 and verse number 46. As you will recall from our previous review of the previous verses, God was speaking about some of His signs, the power, the grandeur of His majesty, the wisdom with which He has put things into place, the ability of God that He has given us, the ability to travel through the land, that we have been able to be given the ability to travel across oceans. These have all been regarded as being signs, as ayat of Allah, as signs of God's greatness. In the verse that we want to look at today, actually the two verses that we wish to look at today, we see that God now changes the tone a bit. He doesn't speak about His signs in this particular passage, but rather He tells us that there are people who see all of these things around them, who benefit from these signs of God, who enjoy or make use of day and night, and all of the blessings that are accompanied with everything else that God has been speaking about in this particular passage, and obviously other verses of the Quran as well. But still, they become obstinate, they become arrogant, they become proud. They don't want to accept God within their lives. Why is this? How do we better understand this phenomenon of people rejecting God, even though His signs are abound, that they're everywhere around us to see, to feel, to experience? Well, before we go into that commentary and some of the points to learn from Tafsir An-Nur, let's go and listen to the Arabic recitation of these two verses, the English translation, and then we'll come back with a brief analysis and some points to take away from and learn within our day-to-day lives. Allah says the following in chapter 36.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اتَّقُوا مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَمَا خَلْفَكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ وَمَا تَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ إِلَّا كَانُوا عَنْهَا مُعْرِضِينَ
And when it is said to them, guard yourself against that punishment which is impending before you and that which is behind you and may befall you as a consequence of your evil past so that you may be shown mercy, they turn away. There never comes to them a message from the messages of their Lord, but they always turn away from it. As we said in the brief introduction to start this discussion off, that the previous verses talked about the signs of God all around us, that every human being is witness to, benefits from. However, God tells us in this passage that when those people who reject the messages of God, when they're told to have the taqwa of God, the consciousness of God, to accept God in their lives, they say, as God quotes them, that they turn away from this, they reject it, they don't want to listen to the messages of God. They want to benefit from God's blessings, they want to have the night and day, they want the dead earth to come to life, to give them the foods that they enjoy eating. They want to use the knowledge God has given them to create modes of transportation. But when God says, okay, now just believe in me and follow the dictates of what the religion is of your time, as Allah says, they turn away. They reject these messages. God tells us that these people, they continuously reject the message. The messengers of God come to them, as we had seen previously in this chapter and in other chapters of the Quran as well. This theme is quite prevalent. And when these messengers come, the people who just want to be left in the dark, they continue to deny messages of God. They continue to deny messengers of God. They continue to kill, in many cases, the messengers of God. And obviously they try to metaphorically kill the messages that God has put forth for humanity. And God tells us that this is a reality, that people will make use of what He has given to them. But yet when it comes to accepting God as being the one who brought all of this forth, they reject Him. And that's their prerogative, because God has given us free will. God tells us, if you want to believe, you can believe. If you want to disbelieve, you can disbelieve. As we conclude, what are some of the takeaway points that we can think and reflect upon and hopefully try to implement within our lives and to use to better understand and appreciate God? Well, point number one is that it's through encouraging good, al-amr bil ma'ruf, as it is called in the books of Islamic jurisprudence and Islamic teachings, encouraging good actions, encouraging goodness within a community, within a family, within a society, that we can complete the proof, complete the argument, where we can show people the glory of God. A second point, and we conclude with this, is that the signs of God are numerous. They're actually, you know, we can't even count and enumerate the signs of God that are around us, that we come across on a daily basis. However, with all of these signs of God that are present and all of these ways to recognize God within our lives, still a majority of the people end up rejecting God, rejecting the message, rejecting the messengers, and ultimately, sealing their own fate and their own destiny. And they have every right to do that. God has given us all free will. Again, we can either accept or reject. And although the signs are clear for those who want to see it, the light is bright for those who want to make use of it. But if you don't want to accept the light, if you don't want to accept the blessings of God and acknowledge that He is the creator of all of these, that is our own prerogative. We conclude in this session for today and ask God to give us the ability to make use of His signs which are around us to better understand and appreciate Him. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.